So today I'm in Shoreham by Sea with the Benn family. So we have Tony Benn, Hilary Benn and Emily Benn, who's the local candidate here. Emily, tell me a bit about Shoreham and what we've been doing today.
Yeah, so I'm Emily, I'm the candidate, Labour candidate for East Worthing and Shoreham. Today we went to a local community centre market, which is fantastic, a great local centre there, and they put on a market each Wednesday. And then we went on to a Sure Start centre, a fantastic children and family centre in East Worthing, where we met a lot of young parents using all the facilities that Labour has provided in the centre.
And Hilary, you're down for the day, are you?
Yeah, we're here supporting Emily because we're very proud of her, and she's flying the Labour flag. And we talked to a lot of people this morning about the difference that politics and the choices we make and voting can bring to people's lives. As I often say to people, you know, whether it's the winter fuel payment, whether it is the Sure Start Children's Centres, whether it's the Child Trust Fund, these things didn't fall out of the sky one morning. They didn't happen by accident. They happened because people worked for them, campaigned for them, voted for them, and a Labour government made it happen. And it's one of the reasons why there's a lot at stake at this election. And when you explain to people that the Child Trust Fund, Nick Clegg wants to get rid of it, the Tories would take it away from most people, you know, there's a consequence to the way people vote, and it's important to get that message across, and Emily's doing that really well.
And Tony, obviously the three generations of Benn here today. Talk us through the Benn political family tree.
Well, both my grandfathers were members of Parliament. They were both Liberals. My John Benn was elected to the London County Council when it was set up in 1882 and was chairman of the council in 1904. And my mother's father, Daniel Holmes, was a school teacher, and he represented the Govan constituency. And then my father was elected in 1906, that was 105 years ago, as a Liberal, and joined the Labour Party just after I was born. And so, I mean, politics has been discussed in our family for a long, long time.
And do you guys get together very often? Or?
Yes, we do. And not surprisingly, we talk about the state of the world, because that's what we've always done since we were little. I think it's true for all three of us.
Indeed, yeah.
I can imagine a Christmas dinner. Is that political or is that one off the cards?
Well, I mean, we talk about a variety of things. We're a very strong family, but, you know, we each have our own views. We are each our own people. So we all have, and also we have very different experiences of life, you know.
And for each of you, which is the sort of the one thing you want to be defined by? What's the sort of policy that's most important to you, the sort of the thing that you got into this for?
Well, I think fairness is what it's about. You see, technology changes very rapidly. You get computers and all the things that have completely transformed the world, but moral questions don't change. Is it right or is it wrong? And working out whether what is proposed is right or wrong, you could argue about it, but at least you're arguing about the right thing. And that must mean you treat other people decently, and that is about fairness. So I think that's the heart of it all.
I thought you might have said the NHS as a concrete policy, but I'd agree with the question about fairness. And that's why, you know, the Sure Start Centre we were looking at earlier, there are now six in the constituency I'm fighting here, and they've made a massive difference to the lives of young families, younger parents, and the opportunities for early years care. And that's, again, as Hilary was talking about, it's the choices we make have an impact. And so today, as ever, really confirmed to me how the advances we've made in early years care in the past 10 years have been fantastic.
And Hilary?
Well, there's so many things you could choose. But, I mean, I had the privilege of being the International Development Secretary for nearly 4 years. And the truth is, in the world in the 21st century, our neighbours are not just the people who live on our street and our community. They're the people with whom we share this planet. And so the fact that a Labour government is increasing our development assistance, we are extending a helping hand to the very poorest people of the world, because it shows we take our moral responsibility to help our fellow human beings very seriously. And, you know, the last Tory government cut the aid budget, and we are increasing it. And that is the difference that politics and voting Labour actually makes. And I've seen with my own eyes how it has helped people to change their own lives. Because in the end, it's not about someone else coming in and doing it for you. Government's job is to give you the means, encouragement, support. But it's what we do for ourselves that really transforms the world.
And Tony, did you lean on other family members to get into politics? Or how does it work in
the
family?
Well, we discussed it at home. I'm just as I did when I was very small. World affairs and political affairs were discussed at home. And when I was 10 in 1935, I distributed literature in the general election. and then campaigned in the 1945 election and so on. And so it's just been my interest, and I think you can honestly say it's the interest of all my family in political questions, and the conclusions we've reached have all been very similar.
And Emily, I'm afraid I'm going to have to be corny and ask you this one, seeing as you represent the younger demographic in this. But
yeah.
Obviously, we're seeing a few changes in this election. We've got Clegg Mania, we've got...
I wouldn't call it mania.
We've got the rise of new media, obviously, as well, the fact that we're doing what we're doing right now. Is there still hope for getting young people engaged in politics?
Yeah, I think there is. I think the thing that's changed is that when you talk to young people about issues, they're as interested as ever, I'd imagine. But some of them don't see the relationship between the issues and the political process and political parties. But really, when you're talking about the issues, what is the process that has the opportunity and resources to change things, really fundamentally? And that's politics, that's the political process. And, you know, that's the job of me and all other candidates, young or old, is to tell everyone, really, that if you want to see something change, if you want to see things protected, if you want to look after your winter fuel allowance, your pensioners, the vulnerable people in your community, it's politics that makes a difference. And for us, it's the Labour Party that makes a difference. So that's what I'm talking to people about, and especially young people. You know, I'm a first-time voter in this general election. I'm 20. I was selected when I was 17, before I'd even had a chance to vote. But I've got just as much stake in this community as anyone any age. And the voices of all young people and all people need to be heard with equal measure and equal recognition.
Without being harsh, Hilary, you almost represent the generation of politicians that young people are railing against in some ways. I mean, what would you say in your defence in terms of how you would want to draw?
I'd say that's a bit harsh, is the first thing I'd say. And secondly, look, take an issue that the young people care passionately about, the environment, because it's, you know, it's their future. They're going to be running the world when people like us are long gone. You know, how do we get climate change out? Why are we the first country in the world to have put on the statute book a commitment to reduce our emissions? Because politics made it happen. People campaigned from below. Tony Blair and David Miliband and Gordon Brown had the vision to say, right, we're going to do that. Why do we generate more electricity from offshore wind than any other country in the world? We overtook Denmark last year. Because Labour politics made it happen. Why have, from the start of this month, have we got feed-in tariffs to help people generate renewable energy in their own communities, in their own homes? Because politics made it happen. Now, I think, you know, I'm proud of what we do. I love my job. I think, you know, politics, public service, because for me it's public service, and I know it is for Dad and Emily too. It's about making a contribution, making a difference. And it's the easiest thing in the world is to be cynical and to say, you're all the same, you're all discredited and so on. It isn't true. We've got problems and we've had to sort them out. But if you chuck away the one best and only hope you've got of changing the world for the better, which is the thing that we call politics, and I'm proud of my Labour politics, then we will have lost something that is very, very important. So, of course, each new generation comes along and has different views, and an important part of our job is to listen. I always say that the single most important things I have as a politician are my two ears, because what we do has to come out of people's experiences, what works, what doesn't, what are the problems, and then we go away and try and do something about it.
So one last thing. Why should people vote for Labour in the next election? And let's go in reverse chronological order. So, Emily, do you want to...
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, why should people vote Labour? This is a question I should have a ready answer to. I think one of the greatest things, the most important things for any generation, any society, is the future that you give those younger generation, the new generation of people giving up. What is their life going to be like? Who's going to be able to secure them the best education possible? Free healthcare at the point of need, better healthcare services in their community from early years care. Who's going to make sure that we invest to try and give them the best possible job start in life? Who's going to not leave them behind if something goes wrong? When they get to pensionable age, who's going to be on their side when it's cold? Who's going to increase their pension? Who's going to relink their pension to earning as it's going to be in 2012? Really, at all stages of your life, it's the Labour Party that's there to help you, and it's the Labour Party that will know that government can actually help. It's not about doing everything for you, but it creates the opportunity for allow you to do whatever you want in life, whatever it is that you want to do, be it any industry, anything, be it a doctor, a teacher, a nurse, whatever. It is the Labour Party's job to help you achieve it, and we will do whatever it takes necessary to help you do that.
Hilary?
It's pretty hard to improve on Emily's answer, to tell you the truth. Look, all of the things that Emily's just talked about reflect the values. of the Labour Party and the Labour movement. Because especially when times are tough, especially when the difficult decisions have to be made, it's the values that inform what you do that make a difference. And I think Labour values are the right one for the country, both because of what we've achieved in the past. And yes, the creation of the health service is the single most important thing we've ever done. It was an astonishingly radical idea to enable people by doing this, putting a mark with a pencil on a piece of paper to bring to themselves and their families free health care, sustaining the economic recovery, thinking about the jobs of the future, high-speed rail, digital broadband, creating green and environmental jobs. Because the job of political leaders is to think about what's coming next and to help to prepare the country, continue to invest in higher education. And, you know, Gordon Brown is a serious politician for serious times. And when people vote, it's not about who would I like to go down the pub and have a drink with. It's about who's got the right ideas, the right policy, the right determination, the right resilience when times are tough to lead the country forward. And that's why I hope people will come out and re-elect a Labour government. But we've got to win people's trust to do that.
And last but not least, final word goes to Tony. Why should people vote for Labour in the next election?
Well, I don't think I can say much that Emily and Hillary haven't said. I mean, I think it is about whether you think you have a responsibility for the world. And if you do, here is the most powerful tool you've got. Because, you see, what people don't realise very often is that a Member of Parliament is an employee with 60,000 employers. Every constituent employs them. So if you employ your Member of Parliament, you can remove him or her if you don't like it, and therefore he or she has to listen to you. And I think democracy is a very revolutionary idea, and we've got to keep alive the belief that if people do things, change occurs, and history shows time and again that has been the case.
Tony, Hillary and Emily, thank you very much.